It's the most wonderful time of the year, as they say, unless you ordered the latest and greatest gadget too late and now it's stuck in supply chain limbo.
Or maybe you're like Daniel Gritzer.
I am very much a last minute gift giver and have to fake something else in desperation.
Gritzer is the culinary director at Serious Eats. We spoke with him and other food makers and crafters who make the case for going DIY this season.
One homemade gift Gritzer recommends, raisins.
I called them oven-dried grapes, which got some reactions from readers saying, why in the world would you oven-dry grapes when you could just buy raisins? And that is a valid question, but they're pretty special.
Okay, let's hear them out.
You get caramelization that happens on the surface of the grapes as they dry in the oven. So it's fruitier and it's brighter and it's fresher than you would get from a box of raisins on the supermarket shelf.
Well, if you're feeling a bit more festive, New York Times food writer Priya Krishna recommends the trusty holiday classic, cookies.
If someone gave me like a jar of cookies the size of like a fire extinguisher, I would be so thrilled.
Same, but not just any cookies. She wants Dory Greenspan's World Peace cookies.
They're like a chocolate cookie with like a really nice salty note to them. They're impossible to hate.
And impossible to hate seems like a gifting goal we can all aspire to.
Indeed, what's not to like about chocolate cookies?
But let's just say your beloved does not have a sweet tooth. Gritzer and Krishna both suggested making chili crisp, the bright, burnt amber condiment infused with chili flakes.
There's a bit of shopping you maybe have to do to get your chilies and doing some garlic slicing and shallot slicing and things like that. But it's highly customizable and easy to make.
I have like a tradition where I make dumplings during the holidays. So chili crisp would be a perfect thing to gift me.
Of course, there are exceptions to this, but if you have it, you can put chili crisp on anything. People have done ice cream sundaes topped with chili crisp.
Sweet and spicy. Sounds good. But if shallot slicing is not for you, fear not. Crafter and school teacher Eris Rossi suggests digging out some art supplies, some blank cards, and making homemade greeting cards.
And that way the recipient can go through these and anytime they need a thank you card for a coworker or a friend, they can pick out a card that works for them.
Her other go-to gift, a spa in a jar.
It's just a little mason jar full of spa goodies like nail polish, nail files, things like that, bath bombs. Wrap a big bow around it and hand it off as a really nice spa at home day gift.
If homemade sounds like a recipe for disappointment for your loved ones, well, we've got you.
I have three teenage girls and they don't want anything homemade. They just want cash. Cold, hard cash. That's it.
Same for the teenagers in my house. That is Ursula Carmona. She suggests mixing something store-bought, like a gift card, with a crafty element.
One year, I put together jars, and I just filled it up with various little ornaments, and then I just stuck a gift card right in the middle of that, wrapped it with a bow, and it made a cute homemade, but not really, gift card type of gift.
Daniel Gritzer says if even that stresses you out...
If they're so petrified to make anything, maybe they could just gift a very nice chocolate bar or something like that.
Just wrap it nicely, like with a bow.
You can find recipes and photos of what these gifts could look like at npr.org or look for All Things Considered on Facebook and Twitter.